Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with ISU Extension swine specialist Matt Ramosier about the USDA Pandemic Livestock Indemnity Program accepting applications through September 17th. Could you explain a little bit of how this program works?
Yeah, so a few weeks ago, the USDA announced that they were going to put forth what's called the Pandemic Livestock Indemnity Program, or PLIP, would be the acronym used. And basically, what its target is to be able to assist producers who would have had animals that needed to be depopulated or disposed of as a result of inadequate market access a year ago, with packing plants being closed down as a result of the pandemic. So this program is just basically set forth to help assist producers on any sort of lost opportunity they would have had or animals they would have had to depopulate because they couldn't physically get them to market.
How much of payments could producers receive through this?
Yeah, so it'll be a little bit of an adjusted tier deal based on, at least for pork producers, based on the size or age of the pig that they would claim on the PLIP application. But in general, an expected PLIP payment can be calculated by the payment rate per head, which will be a tiered one, like I just said, based on how old or big the pig was, times the number of head that would have been depopulated. So in the instance, if a producer had to depopulate, say, 100 finishing pigs, it would be that based on a tiered system. So an example like that would be if it was looking at gilts or barrows that would have been depopulated, it would have been market weight around 280, 290 pounds, about the 80% factor of value at that point would have been around $160 or $158, to be more precise. And that would change based on whether a producer had to depopulate suckling pigs. Obviously, a nursing pig, nursing piglet would be valued a little bit less. And then we just take that times the number of head that would have been depopulated. And then past that, then you would subtract any sort of previous assistance that would have been received on those same animals. So if the producer would have claimed same number of animals on like the CFAP or the coronavirus food assistance programs, then it would just deduct those payments that would have already been received to get your expected PLIP payment.
Has it been any recently that there's been such a situation as this pandemic that there's been a market halt and that, assistance being provided for producers?
That's a great question. As far as I'm aware, this was a first of its kind type of event. I think the phrase
unprecedented.
Unprecedented. Yeah, maybe the most common phrase of 2020. It was truly that, having the market, because I think in total packing capacity maybe got down to as low as somewhere in the 30% of where we were at, and just really backed the supply chain up. So yeah, it made it very challenging, and certainly hope we don't have to experience anything like that again. But you never know with foreign animal diseases sort of looming on the horizon, or something we have to be keep our eye on every day, that something could certainly shut down or definitely impact the supply chain. So we know that this was in reality maybe a little bit of a trial run of what we could face in the future.
For livestock producers to apply for PLIP, what do they need to do?
Yeah, so you'll go down to your local FSA office, fill out a series of forms. I believe the FSA 620 will be the primary one that would be application, but then also a few additional parts or pieces to the application would include ones just to validate your ownership or certain compliances with where the pigs were located and as far as being actually in the United States at the time of depopulation and a series of things like that. So yeah, the main application would be the FSA 620 form. And yeah, you can get that all down at your local FSA office.
As far as your work this summer, and now that we're a year after pork plants and other meat packing plants being closed, how would you say swine producers are doing this summer?
Sure, yeah. So as maybe as low of lows as we could have had a year ago, I would say currently pork producers are in good shape. Markets have been steadily high, even despite having some high input costs with regards to corn and soybeans. Markets have maintained steady, so I think spirits are good across the industry with producers. We've also been able to get back to a little more sense of normalcy. We were able to gather in Des Moines there about a month ago, or a little over a month ago, for World Pork Expo, and haven't been able to do that since 2018, so it was refreshing to to be able to get back and get to a little bit more of a normal state in the industry. And I think people are optimistic. I think they've enjoyed some higher prices here for the last couple months. And so I think spirits are good for producers right now.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with ISU Extension swine specialist Matt Ramosier about the USDA Pandemic Livestock Indemnity Program accepting applications through September 17th. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.